Good Friday afternoon and welcome to Eagle FM. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are tuned in from. You know how we do it here on Eagle FM every Friday. That is from 4 to 4:30, which, you know, speaking of which, I think we are 13 minutes into the Witani Childline radio program in collaboration with Lifeline Childline. And just like we have done with the past two Fridays, we usually have two representatives to bring us something educational, whether it's tech related or health related or whatever subject they have on the program. And similarly, today we have also
I'm now used to saying
we have two ladies in the studio. Now we have a lady and a gentleman. So we have Bartlett Mazila and Jordan Engelbrecht. Did I pronounce your name right?
Engelbrecht.
Yeah. Jesus, don't murder me. Now, these are the two Witani Childline radio program representative that we have in the studio today here at Eagle FM, wherever you tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in. And good afternoon.
And welcome everyone to Witani Childline Radio in collaboration with Eagle FM. It's your girl Jordan here, and today we will be discussing healthy versus unhealthy foods. The person who will be joining me today is none other than my fellow radio presenter, Alex.
Hi guys. As we unwrap this topic, we'll be making sure to ask questions at the end of the discussion to make sure that all listeners understand what the topic is about.
Before we begin, a reminder to all our listeners, if you need someone to talk to or need counseling support, please remember to contact the toll-free counseling numbers 106 or 116. So, what is meant by healthy food? Healthy food is food that provides the nutrients your body needs to grow, stay active, and remain healthy. It contains vitamins, minerals, protein, healthy fats, fiber, and carbohydrates in the right amounts.
Some examples are fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, beans, and many more.
So those are some examples of healthy food. I even forgot some of those.
Some of them also just come into my head. But the benefits of healthy foods are they give your body energy, help you grow and develop, strengthen your immune system, and lower the risk of many diseases.
So those are some of the benefits of healthy food. We will be right back after this short break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll continue with that healthy food, healthy and unhealthy food discussion, of course, by Witani Childline radio program. And with me in the studio is Mazila and Engelbrecht. Nailed it this time. On the other side of the break, stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things.
Welcome back. Healthy versus unhealthy food. Not versus, we are not comparing anything. Healthy and unhealthy food. And of course, this afternoon, educating us on that topic of healthy versus unhealthy food. Mazila N. Engelbrecht. And that's the subject for today, like I pointed out, is healthy versus unhealthy food. Please take it away.
So we are back. Hope you enjoyed the break.
So
the joke for today is, what do you call a bear with no gums?
With no gums.
So what do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Great. Now, we didn't really discuss unhealthy food. Unhealthy food is food that is high in added sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, but low in important nutrients. Eating these foods too often can have a negative effect on our health. Some examples of unhealthy foods are candy, potato chips, soft drinks, fresh French fries, donuts, and many more. So, healthy food is most definitely the best choice for our bodies. After this short break, we will be concluding our program.
A bear with no teeth, gummy bear. That's a good one, Alex. Now, we're going to go for another short break, and then we'll come back on the other side, like you heard Ms. Engelbrecht pointing out. The conclusion will be on the other side if you still would like to learn more on what to eat, how to eat, or how to tell between healthy and unhealthy food. You may want to stay tuned for the final part because, well, we always save the last. We always save the best for last. Pardon me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
And we are back, and thank you for being with us. And as we continue with the discussion of healthy versus unhealthy food, I'll pass the ball back to Engelbrecht and Mazila. Take it away.
I hope you enjoyed the topic. We are now reached up the end of our program. We hope you enjoyed today's topic, and now for the questions we are leaving with you. If you were to change one thing in your life to make it healthier, what would it be?
Thank you so much for listening to Witani Childline Radio in collaboration with Eagle FM. Remember, if you need counseling support, you can contact the toll-free counseling numbers 106 or 116. We would also like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, UNICEF Namibia and the European Union, for their continued support. That's all for today.
See you next time. Same place,
same people, different topic.
Same place, same people, different topics. Thank you for bringing us that wonderful education, Alex Engelbrecht.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And hope to see you guys next time again.
We can't wait.